Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Rethink, Realign, Reinvent by Paul Escaper is a contemporary business strategy guide for founders, CEOs, and senior teams operating in unstable markets. Positioned as a field guide for leading through uncertainty, the book addresses a common executive problem growth systems that once worked can become mismatched with new customer behavior, technology shifts, competitive pressure, and repeated disruption. Escaper, a Canadian business strategist and CEO of 33 Dolphins, draws on her advisory work with growth-minded organizations to present a practical sequence: rethink assumptions, realign the business around customers and operational clarity, and reinvent systems for resilience. The book belongs to the leadership, entrepreneurship, and growth strategy category, but its emphasis is less on personal inspiration than on business architecture. Its purpose is to help leaders stop treating chaos as an exception and instead build a revenue engine that can adapt without abandoning human judgment, strategic discipline, or organizational identity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rethinking growth assumptions when the old map no longer fits the market. A central premise of Rethink, Realign, Reinvent is that many business problems begin when leaders continue using assumptions formed under earlier market conditions. Growth may have depended on familiar customer segments, stable demand, predictable sales cycles, or leadership instincts that once produced reliable results. Escaper frames uncertainty as a signal that the map needs to be inspected, not simply followed harder. This matters because stalled growth is often misread as a motivation problem, a sales execution problem, or a temporary external shock. The book instead encourages leaders to examine whether the logic beneath the business model still matches the terrain. Rethinking does not mean discarding all past experience. It means separating durable strengths from habits that have become liabilities. In this sense, the first move is diagnostic. Leaders must ask what has changed in customer expectations, market speed, competitive alternatives, technology adoption, and internal capacity. The value of this approach is that it reduces reactive decision-making. Before adding more tactics, hiring more people, or chasing new tools, the leader clarifies whether the current growth thesis is still valid. Secondly, realigning strategy around customer obsession and operational clarity. The realign stage focuses on bringing the organization back into practical coherence. Escaper emphasizes customer obsession and operational clarity because growth problems often appear when teams are busy but not aligned around what customers actually value. Customer obsession in this context is not a slogan or a service attitude alone. It is a discipline for using customer needs, pain points, buying behavior, and changing expectations as the anchor for strategic decisions. Operational clarity complements that discipline by making sure the business can execute consistently. Without clarity, a company may have an attractive vision but fragmented processes, unclear ownership, disconnected teams, and weak feedback loops. The book positions alignment as a leadership responsibility rather than a departmental exercise. Leaders need to connect market insight, revenue goals, internal systems, and customer experience into one operating logic. This is especially important in uncertain conditions because unclear organizations tend to overreact, duplicate effort, or prioritize whatever crisis is loudest. Realignment helps convert ambiguity into coordinated action by making priorities, roles, and customer outcomes easier to understand. Thirdly, using the growth architecture framework to strengthen the revenue engine. One of the book's specific contributions is the growth architecture framework, presented as a way to strengthen the revenue engine of a business. Based on available descriptions, the framework is less a narrow sales formula than a broader operating system for sustainable growth. Its importance lies in connecting strategy with the mechanisms that generate revenue, customer understanding, positioning, execution rhythms, digital adoption, and leadership decision-making. The term architecture is useful because it suggests that growth is built through interdependent components rather than isolated campaigns. A company cannot become resilient merely by improving marketing if sales processes, delivery capacity, customer retention, and leadership metrics remain misaligned. The framework encourages leaders to view revenue as an engineered system that can be inspected, redesigned, and reinforced. This is particularly relevant for expertise-driven or founder-led firms, where growth may depend heavily on personal relationships, improvisation, or historical reputation. By making the revenue engine more explicit, leaders can identify weak links before disruption exposes them. The framework also implies that resilience is not passive endurance. It is the outcome of designing systems that can respond to pressure while continuing to create customer value. Fourthly, reinventing systems so disruption becomes a design condition rather than an exception. The reinvent theme addresses the need to update business systems before they become constraints. Escaper argues, according to the book descriptions, that the very systems that once drove success can later hold companies back. This is a common pattern in growing organizations. Processes, reporting structures, technology choices, and decision routines are often built for a past stage of complexity. When markets change, those systems may slow adaptation even though they still feel familiar and safe. Reinvention therefore means redesigning how the business operates, not merely refreshing branding or launching a new initiative. The practical reasoning is that disruption is now recurring enough to be treated as a design condition. Companies need systems that allow learning, adjustment, and customer responsiveness under pressure. This includes clearer operating rhythms, more flexible use of technology, and a willingness to replace legacy practices that no longer support relevance. The value of reinvention is not novelty for its own sake. It is the preservation of strategic usefulness. A future-ready business keeps its core purpose visible while updating the structures through which that purpose is delivered. Lastly, integrating AI and strategic foresight without losing the human center of the business, rethink, realign, reinvent, also addresses AI and foresight as tools for future-proofing. The book does not appear to position technology as a cure-all. Instead, it emphasizes practical and human-centered digital adoption. This distinction matters because many leaders respond to AI pressure by either rushing into tools without strategic fit or delaying adoption because the implications feel unclear. Scaper places AI within the larger question of business relevance. Leaders need to understand how emerging technology can improve insight, efficiency, customer responsiveness, and decision support, while also protecting the values and relationships that make the company distinctive. Strategic foresight adds another layer. It encourages leaders to look beyond immediate turbulence and consider plausible future conditions before they become urgent. Together, AI and foresight help a company move from reaction to preparation. The human-centered emphasis prevents the discussion from becoming purely technical. Asked, a business can adopt advanced tools and still weaken trust, judgment, or culture if leaders ignore how people use those tools. The book stands out by treating AI as part of a resilient operating system rather than a fashionable add-on. In conclusion, Rethink, Realign, Reinvent is best suited for founders, CEOs, senior leadership teams, and business strategists who are responsible for growth under volatile conditions. Readers who feel that familiar tactics are producing weaker results are likely to benefit most, because the book focuses on diagnosing whether the business logic itself needs revision. Its practical value lies in giving leaders a structured sequence for examining assumptions, aligning around customers, improving operational clarity, redesigning revenue systems, and approaching AI with strategic intent. Intellectually, the book encourages a more systems-based view of resilience. It treats uncertainty not as an interruption to normal business, but as a condition that should shape how a company is built. Compared with many leadership books that emphasize mindset, charisma, or broad innovation language, Scaper appears to ground the discussion in operating architecture and revenue durability. Compared with purely technical books on AI or digital transformation, it keeps attention on customer value, leadership judgment, and the human character of the organization. Its differentiation is the combination of crisis navigation, growth strategy, customer-centered alignment, and practical future readiness in one framework. Readers should not expect a narrowly academic treatment or a universal formula. They should expect a strategic guide for making clearer decisions when markets are unsettled and old growth systems are no longer enough. If you would like to support Paula Scaper, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.